Scripture scholars really love this passage from John's Gospel because it has so much symbolism and there's a great deal of insight that can be gained from it. But they especially like this last part of today's Gospel, the dialogue between the Lord and St. Peter. In our English language, we don't have that many words for love. But in Greek, there are at least three different words for love. And even though all of those Greek words are translated love, so we don't catch on to it in this passage, there are different words being used in this. So what's happening is Jesus is asking Peter, Peter, do you love me with the purest and highest and deepest kind of love? A self-sacrificing love. And Peter responds, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. But the word for love that he uses is different. He's saying, I love you like a friend or like a brother. So Jesus asks him again, Simon, son of John, do you love me? With a love that is truly from the heart, the deepest kind of profound love. And Peter responds, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. But he uses the word that means I love you like a brother or a friend. So the third time Jesus asks him, do you love me? He uses the word that Peter has been using. Do you love me as a friend, as a brother? And Peter says, yes, Lord, you know that that's how I love you. So perhaps the Lord is inviting him in that moment to a fuller, a deeper love. But for whatever reason, Peter is not able to go there at that moment. But it's interesting how in this language, in this communication, the Lord is sort of opening the path and wanting there to be a fuller expression on Peter's part of the love that he has for the Lord. You may be familiar with the writing of a fellow named Gary Chapman. He published a book about 20 years ago about five love languages. Has anyone heard of that? Is familiar with that? He's writing for couples, and his premise is basically that people express love in different ways, and they receive love in different ways, and people tend to favor one or another different mode of expression. And so he says some people express love verbally. They'll tell you, I love you. Or they'll say, wow, you look great today. Or thank you so much for all that you do. I really appreciate you. And by their verbal expression, they're communicating their love. And so that person or people in that category would also experience love from others more powerfully when it's expressed verbally. A second way is through gift giving. Some people are, you know, they'll always bring a gift to you, and it's an expression of their love. And the best way to connect with them and let them know that you love them is to give them a gift. These are expensive people to have as friends. But they express love and experience love through the giving of gifts. A third way, or a third language of love, is spending time together. Some people express their love in that way. They spend time with you. They want to hang out with you all the time. Or they expect that if you care about them, you'll want to spend time with them. A fourth language is that love is expressed through acts of service. So it's kind of like, well, if you love me, then do something, show it. Or that's the way that these people express their love for others. I will do you a favor, or help you out with this or that. And that is my way of expressing love. You know, the typical situation, maybe not typical, but you know, there's the wife who says, my husband tells me he loves me all the time, but he never lifts a finger to help with anything. So, you know, she's frustrated because he's expressing love through his way, verbally, and she's expecting him to do something, express his love that way. So that fourth way is through acts of service, deeds. And the fifth is through touch, just human touch, whether a caress or a hug or kiss, the marital embrace, whatever it might be. Some people experience love most powerfully through touch, and then they express love that way as well. So you might be thinking, okay, where's Father going with this? Is he going to start psychoanalyzing Jesus to see, you know, what Jesus' language of love is? No, I can't do that. But I am going to put a hypothesis out there, and that is that Jesus speaks all the languages of love. And that even though we sometimes favor one way or another, I mean, we might experience God's love through the spoken word, through the scriptures, or through him speaking to us in our heart, or we might experience his love most profoundly through the gifts that he gives, the marvelous ways that he provides for us, or just knowing that he's always with us day in and day out, or the things that he does for us, or even in touch. You know, that might seem a little bit abstract, but look at the sacraments. In the sacraments, the Lord touches. I mean, we have Jesus' body and blood here on the altar. He comes deep within us to dwell. So we might experience God's love in different ways, depending on what language of love we tend to speak. But the question then is also, how do we express our love to the Lord? Do we say to Jesus, I love you, Lord? Is that the main way we pray? For some people it might be. They might have a very verbal, vocal relationship with God. Just singing his praises, you know, just praying from the heart. Others might express it through gifts more, you know, not only material gifts given to the church or to the poor, but through giving the gift of one's service, one's talents, one's abilities, things like that. Others might just really appreciate time spent with the Lord, whether here in the church with the Blessed Sacrament or at home in a quiet corner of the house where you can pray. Others might express it through volunteering, you know, doing acts of service or helping clean the church or put on the coffee hour or doing different kinds of things like that. And others also might experience the Lord's love most profoundly through touch, through the sacraments. But perhaps God is asking us or inviting us to expand the ways that we tell him we love him. Not to limit ourselves to one or two of these different love languages, but to love him in all of these ways and to expand, to broaden our expression of love to God. It's very simple, maybe not easy, but simple to incorporate these different ways of loving God into our lives and to perhaps just be more attentive to the ways that we are expressing our love. For example, in our day-to-day work, whatever we're doing, we can simply say a quick prayer, just think even, Lord, I'll do this for you. And it doesn't have to be some marvelous deed. I was driving yesterday and I thought, okay, Lord, I'll give this trip to you, you know, through patience and my attention here. This is something I can offer to you in love. Whatever we're doing, though, we can offer to the Lord in love, not neglecting the verbal or the time spent and so forth and so on. Jesus speaks all of these languages. He invites Peter in the gospel to have a fuller expression of his love, a more a deeper and a more authentic and full love for him. He accepts us where we're at, for sure. But he's always calling, always inviting us to speak, maybe learn a few more languages of love, and to broaden our love for God through our expression in these different ways.